Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And we do need food, don't we? It's a long journey. Maybe we can't have prime steak, but we need food. Food for our souls that will encourage us and strengthen us to do God's will. That's not easy. I'll do my will, and then after that fails, then I'll do God's will. We need to put God's will first. And actually, doing God's will is just simply loving your neighbor. This essence is giving God's love to others and treating others as you would want to be treated yourself. I mean, there's a heart there where so many sins are committed because we're looking just at ourselves. We're looking at what we want. But what does God want? And it's just a simple asking him before you act. Is this of you? Is this from you? And I don't mean you have to get terribly, externally religious and get down on your knees and beg God, though you might want to do that. But that's not the heart of it. The heart of it is what's in your soul. Are you really asking God for help? He will help you to become more like himself. That's all he wants, is that you become like himself. It's not an easy road. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Martin of Tours. And I love this line that I honestly didn't know before. He was born of pagan parents in present-day Hungary. He became a catechumen of his own initiative at the age of 10. He joined the Roman army and witnessed to his fellow soldiers by his charity until his resignation. "Hitherto I have served you as a soldier," he told Caesar. "Allow me to become now a soldier to God." Just think of that. It's a major change in his life. And it tells us, his little biography tells us he found a monastic community in France. And in 372, he was elected Bishop of Tours. He preached tirelessly and with fervor. And after his death in 397, his life story, the Martin's Vita, it was called, the story of his life, spread throughout Europe. There's so much, brothers and sisters, every one of us has to fight to do what is right. All of us are affected by original sin. And if we put our will behind God and what God wants, he will lead us through. He'll lead us and show us what is right and good. Just ask him, always. Look at the Ten Commandments, then look at your situation at a particular time and just say, "Lord, help me to do this according to your will." Sometimes it might mean that you have to take a pretty lowly place, depending on what has happened. But you'll get freer and freer and freer, I guarantee you, and God will become more and more the center of your life. That's what we want. That's what we all want. You know, I just have to say, I was thinking about this the other day. I just can't wait to see you all in heaven. I want us all to get to heaven, every one of us, myself included. I want to be there, adoring Jesus, loving Jesus, being at home with Jesus, thanking him eternally for what he's done for us. That's what I want to do. And you say, "Well, will we have this or will we have that?" We haven't even begun to imagine what God has prepared for those who love him. Scripture tells us that. We don't know. So don't go getting wild pipe dreams because you really can't imagine. It's going from this world to the next. You can't imagine how God's going to do this. He's going to make you eternally happy for a lifetime of following him as best you can and repenting when you fail. We don't like to repent. You know, you like to kind of hide what, "Oh, I didn't mean to do that, sorry." And it might just be a little thing. But so many little things can lead to bigger things. And certainly this particular St. Martin of Tours teaches us a lot about that. And I just want to encourage you, please, open your heart and ask for these saints to pray for you, that you might become more and more his disciple. The Book of Wisdom tells us, chapter 1, "Love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness and seek him in integrity of heart. because he is found by those who test him not, and he manifests himself to those who do not disbelieve him. For perverse counsels separate a man from God, and his power, put to the proof, rebukes the foolhardy, because in a soul that plots evil, wisdom enters not, nor dwells she in a body under debt of sin. For the Holy Spirit of discipline flees deceit. It withdraws from senseless counsels, and when injustice occurs, it is rebuked. For wisdom is a kindly spirit. Yet she acquits not the blasphemer of his guilty lips, because God is the witness of his inmost self, and the sure observer of his heart, and the listener to his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the world, is all-embracing, and knows what man says. He knows our most intimate thoughts, things we never would think of telling other people. He knows it all, brothers and sisters. Turn to him. Take a look in your own heart at your life and turn to him. Psalm 139, it's actually my favorite psalm. It's, "Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way." And that's what we want to do every day. This is a wonderful psalm to pray. Lord, you've probed me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar, my journeys, my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know the whole of it. Even we can't remember every word that's been on our tongue, but God does. Behind me and before you, hem me in, rest your hand upon me. God is right here with us, wanting to lead us, but he gave us free will. We can choose to turn to more worldly things. We can choose that which we know is displeasing to God. And all of us have in one way or another done those kinds of things in our life. Just say, Lord, I want to follow you, and take it one day at a time. It'll take time to break patterns of sin. Just take one step at a time. Ask God to be with you today. For where can I go from your spirit, from your presence? Where can I flee? If I go to the heavens, you're there. And if I sink to the nether world, you are present there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me, and your right hand hold me fast. God is with us no matter where we are. We can't hide from him. We don't want to hide from him. Brothers and sisters, God loves you. He loves you personally. He knows you through and through. And he loves you. Bring your sins to him. Bring your problems to him. Ask him for help. Read the scriptures. Perhaps ask your priest what would be a good scripture to read, given whatever the particular circumstances are that you have. But know that word is living. That word is sharper than any two-edged sword. That word has power to change your life. It's God's, filled with God's grace. You probably, or not probably, but some of you could say, I don't have a Bible. Go buy one. They're not that expensive if you can, or two or three of you go together and buy one and exchange it among yourselves so that you might read it and learn how much this God loves you. Today we look also at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur." In other words, sin's going to be around us, but he wants to give us the power to reject it. And it takes practice, it takes habit, but you can. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he'd be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him and say that, "I forgive you." And if he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, "I'm sorry," you should forgive him. It's a real call to us, brothers and sisters, to be the magnanimous one. And it's not, "Oh, sure, okay, doesn't really matter." Don't do that. just say, of course I forgive you. And then pray for them. Just say the Lord's Prayer, a Hail Mary, whatever is a favorite prayer of yours. Just pray it for him that he may be sustained by grace. And then you become a help to your neighbor. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith, because we all know how difficult it is. And the Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, which is pretty small, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. So ultimately, brothers and sisters, from this reading, one of the things we want to keep asking God to grant us is a deepening of our faith, a growing of our faith, sustaining our faith. Because God loves you, but we need to do our part. He's told us he loves us. He gave us life. He's with us at every moment. The reading for today says in part, just one part here I want to share with you, Lord, I know you don't command the impossible. You know better than I do my weakness and imperfection. You know very well that never would I be able to love my sisters as you love them, unless, and our brothers, unless you, O my Jesus, loved them in me. That was St. Therese of Lisieux. Lord, I know you don't command the impossible. You know better than I do my weakness and imperfection. You know very well that never would I be able to love my sisters as you love them, unless you, O my Jesus, loved them in me. So we turn to the Lord, and Lord say, give me of your spirit. Help me. Pray it every day. Give me of your spirit, that I may learn to love those that are difficult for me. It is because you wanted to give me this grace that you made your new commandment. Oh, I love this new commandment, since it gives me the assurance that your will is to love in me all those you command me to live. In other words, I'm not the source of the love. Jesus is. I give over my life to Jesus and say, love through me. Bring benefit and blessing and help to others through me. And then every day, ask the Lord to increase his love in your heart. Increase the space in your heart. Because that love doesn't compete in the same way we think of competition, but he longs to see you put him first. Because then the people we love on this earth will receive much more of the blessing of God. It's not just human love. Human love can be very powerful and very viable and very helpful and a great blessing, and so be it. We want it to be. But don't stop there. You want God's love in and through your neighbor. And that honestly, brothers and sisters, it can happen. I don't quite know how to close this program with you because there's so much I want to say to you about that area. But I do want to say to you that God loves you more than you possibly can imagine. He's way beyond. He wants to give us eternal life. We give him our lives now. He gives his life to us forever. What more could we ask for? So brothers and sisters, ponder these things. Ponder these things. Look at these readings and ask what God wants of you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.